You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. On Sunday, the 19th of May, this year's Great Bristol Run will be welcoming VI runners to take part in a special 10K challenge. Here to tell us more is guide runner Colin Johnson. Thanks for speaking to us today, Colin.
Hi there. No, great to be here.
How long have you been a guide runner, Colin? What made you get started?
I started guide running about 7 years ago. And so I've been a runner myself for the best part of 20 odd years and done lots of marathons and all sorts of things. I was online social media. I saw a post from what is a very good friend of mine now, but I didn't know at the time, Chris Blackerby. And he happened to have been assigned a place at a marathon, a Budapest marathon. And he'd never done a marathon before and he didn't have a guide. And I saw his social media post and I thought, you know what? I think that could be a really great thing to do. And an adventure to take part in. And we contacted each other and we then went on to meet. And I got trained to be a guide, which is just a two-hour course. And then we met, we trained, and then we went and completed the Budapest Marathon. And from there, I was sort of hooked, really. It was such a brilliant experience, the whole journey for both of us. And what I then realized was what Chris got from it in terms of the obvious thing of training for a marathon, having never done one, but also the positivity in terms of mental health and underlining the fact that it's not what you can't do, it's what you can do. And from there, I thought, you know, I really want to do more of this. I then went on to set up a group in Bristol where I got more of my friends trained who are runners to be guides. And from then, we've now got 620 odd members on the Facebook group, VI Runners Bristol. And through time, I then decided, how do we promote running to more people who are visually impaired to say, anyone can do this. It's all doable. It's all possible. And one of the things I wanted to do was get a race that was dedicated to people with visual impairment. So I went to the Great Run Company and I said, how about we set up the first 10K race for VI runners as part of the Bristol 10K? And they were up for it. And we did that 4 years ago, was the first one. And I believe it was the first ever race with a category for visually impaired people. And yeah, that's how the race was born 4 years ago.
And physically then, how does it work? How do you guide someone around a course?
There's no right or wrong way of doing it. And it does depend on what the level of visual impairment. So some people who are not severely sight impaired can actually follow a guide who might have a very bright top on and can actually follow the guide around a course and with the guide just giving some voice commands as well. But generally, we all use something called a tether, and it's just a piece of webbing or whatever you want to use. And the runner will hold one end of it and the guide will hold the other. And so you've got that physical connection. The goal of a guide is really, you're an enabler. You're enabling someone to just focus on going out there and running and enjoying the run.
Well, part of the VI 10K challenge in Bristol is encouraging more blind and partially sighted people to take part. What are some of the most common concerns that you hear when you're first paired up as someone's guide runner?
If someone who's never done it before, trust is a big first thing. Is it does take a great deal of trust in the guide. So it is about forming a partnership. And when you first meet, if you've never met a guide before, is treat it a bit like your first date. So everyone knows that you meet up and you'd expect the guide to ask something about what your visual impairment is, because that's useful to know and understand what level of sight someone does or doesn't have. And then trust and building that trust and going out and doing some training runs to build that trust and choosing a location, because just running around the streets, I would call it quite technical. You have a lot of hazards that every every sighted person takes for granted, you know, bins and street furniture and all of the things that anyone who's blind and partially sighted is very well aware of. So choosing a location, often a park where you've got smooth footpaths or a cycle path which is shared, is a great place to start. And from there, you gradually build up that level of trust. And it's a partnership. It really is. It's a partnership between the two. And actually, you become really good mates.
Well, where can we find out a bit more information and sign up to take part in the 10K VR Challenge on May the 19th in Bristol?
If you go to the Great Bristol 10K online, their website, there, or you type in the Bristol VI 10K Challenge Race, you will take you to a website that allows you to enter. And there's an entry form, and you enter just like anyone else. And on one of the settings is that you pick that you're visually impaired. And then from there, it'll ask you for the email address and the name of your guide. And what will happen once you've entered and paid your entry fee, the guide will then be sent an email and a code. And that code will then allow them to register and enter for free, because your guide should never have to pay to enter a race, because they're an enabler. And so the only entry fee should be for yourself, and your guide should be able to run and guide you for free.
Guide runner Colin Johnson, we wish you all the best for the VI 10K Challenge at this year's Great Bristol Run on Sunday, May the 19th. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. It's been a joy.